Good morning. Life is too short for matching socks. How are you beautiful people doing today? May 11th. If you woke up this morning, my God, thank you, Lord. You're amazing and awesome because we woke up in our right minds. We woke up being able to walk, talk. We might be a little stiff. We might have little pains in our joints, but we are here. We are here to start the day, to have a great day, to have a great week, to have a great month. We are here just to enjoy the moment because tomorrow is not promised. The future is not promised. So I'm not going to live for that, but I'm going to live for right now. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to do chaotic stuff that causes me not to enjoy the fruits of my labor later on in life, if you understand what I'm saying. But I am going to enjoy today because God gave me enough grace for today. He gave me enough mercy for today because tomorrow, again, is not promised. But let's not just dwell on those things, though. And if you've lost someone, I am praying that God gives you comfort. I pray that the Holy Ghost comforts you in your time of bereavement. I pray that He will touch your heart and your mind. I pray that He will give you strength on today to get up and do something different. I pray that even in your time of grieving, that you know that God still loves you, that He's still there for you, and He's holding your hand. So let's talk. I've been having many conversations with myself because I learned that I have to unlearn a lot of behavior that I've learned growing up, a lot of behavior that I've learned in a church, a lot of behavior that I learned around people. Because when you're with people for a certain amount of time and you're friends with people and all that stuff, you do. You pick up habits. You pick up things that they do. You pick up sayings that they say. And you don't realize it, but you can become very similar to them. So therefore, that saying, birds of a feather flock together. Well, of course, when people see you, they see them. So you're a representation of the people you're around, right? Even when you're not around them. And then I had to think to myself, is that what I want? Are the people that I'm around the representation that I want for me? Because without saying it, you are. You know, when you're around people all the time and people see you with people, they're like, oh, yeah, I can see why y'all are friends. I can see da-da-da-da. Oh, you sound just like her, or you sound just like him, you know. So what bad habits have you picked up? Because everyone leaves you with something good and something bad. It's either fruit that is sweet or fruit that is bitter. Which one have you picked up? And then that brings me to insecurities, where I had to say, God, was I so insecure that I picked up this habit because it looked good? Because it made me think or feel strong at the moment. But when I'm in my house, I don't feel as strong. Because when I'm outside in front of people, I'm so great. But when I'm in the house, I'm feeling ways. I'm in my feelings, in my emotions. Because I was not who I was supposed to be. I was someone else. Then I had the conversation about self-control and how God was telling me that, you know, we've got to have self-control in everything that we do, or we will not be successful. Because being successful and being obedient takes self-control. So if you are lacking self-control in any area of your life, you need to get it together, because that's part of success. We have to have self-control. We have to have obedience. It's part of the fruits of the Spirit to have self-control. You have to have so much self-control that when it's time to fast, that you're not fighting yourself teeth and nails, that you mess up each and every single time. You have to have self-control that when you're having a budget, that you stick to that budget no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, no matter what you want, you have to stick to that budget. Do you have that kind of self-control? Yeah, God been dealing with me with a lot of things on relearning habits that I should not have, revamping myself. What am I supposed to look like? I'm supposed to look like Christ. Do I look like Him when people see me? And I don't mean when one person sees me. I mean when everyone sees me. Am I the same as I was before? Of course not. I'm supposed to change. But am I changing for the better, or am I picking up bad habits? It's just been a really crazy, eventful couple of weeks. I also realized a habit that I've accumulated, I've realizing is that since when you need people to get your life together? I'm going to say that again because I don't think you get it. Since when you need people to go with you every single place that you go when you're talking about self-love and self-care? I think we forgot what it starts with. Self. You don't need people to do everything with. Does it feel good to have people to do it with? Absolutely. But when they are not available to do it and you made your schedule based on them, that's your fault, not theirs. Because why would you do that to yourself when it's self-care and self-love? Why would you put yourself in that situation to anger yourself? Why do we put ourselves in situations that we know better? Because we know it's going to make us mad. We know it's going to irritate us, but we just be like, it's going to be different this time. Some people say that's extending grace, extending a little more mercy. But at some point, we got to realize that you can't want it more than they want it. And if it's about you and it's self-care and self-love, then it starts with you. So get up and do what you're supposed to do, with or without. That's my encouragement today. Get up and do it, with or without someone with you, with or without that person. Don't revamp your whole day for someone, okay? Because when they're doing what they're doing, they're not thinking about you. They're thinking about self. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep on pushing and keep on walking. Keep on seeking self-love and self-validation. I'm sorry. Keep on seeking for yourself. And it doesn't mean that you're selfish. It just means that it's time to believe in yourself even more than you believe in others for yourself. I really hope that this makes sense to you. It's blessed me. There's so much more that I want to talk about, but I don't want to keep you long because I don't want you to be, bored with this. I try to keep it short and sweet so that you can get the nuggets and have a great day. To my women, I salute each and every single one of you. Keep on pushing. Understand that you are a great mother. You're a great wife. You're a great friend. You are great all by yourself. And if you have someone with you, salute them as well. Your kings, salute them. Let them know that they're your kings. Don't beat them up, but push them up so that they can continue to raise up the next generation. Have a blessed day.